Senate Resolution 36 urges Congress to eliminate the twice-yearly time changes. Senator Scott Martin explained why he sponsored the measure.
The larger issue is the health effects associated with these changes. Not only are people tired in the days that follow our annual spring forward or fall back, statistically speaking, with medical claims, there's clear proof that the risk of heart attacks, strokes, and car accidents all rise.
So far this year, at least 28 states have considered 64 pieces of legislation addressing daylight savings time. The Martin measure is now before the Senate for consideration. From the state capitol, I'm Hanson Quickel.